There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here to start the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with Jeff Deist right now, president of the Mises Institute. We're going to kind of tag along and continue our discussion that we wrapped up the first hour with chatting about the European situation. But Jeff, before we get into that, you have a Mises conference coming up in Houston. Let's just take a minute and talk about that real quick.
Sure, Al. We have an event coming up on Saturday, January 24th in Houston with Ron Paul, with Tom Woods, with Lou Rockwell, with myself. The topic is secession. We're going to be talking about history of secession, about some current secession movements in Europe, perhaps in the U.S. as well. And we're also going to be talking about secession in more of the micro sense, in other words, individuals, towns, groups sort of seceding on their own. And so it should be an interesting weekend, and anybody who's in Texas or in the Southwest who'd like to come, by all means, join us.
Well, I know Al and myself highly recommend any of these Mises sessions and meetings that you guys get together. So, Jeff, we wish you all the best in that meeting. It sounds like a good time. Let's transition now a little bit into what's going on in Europe. We know that we have a Greece vote coming down the road. We've also heard a lot of Mario Draghi's comments on potential QE action. And we also know that Germany seems to continue to resist and kind of call the shots, I would say, over in the Eurozone. How do you stand, or where do you stand on what's going on over there?
Well, it's interesting. I think Germany would very much like to call the shots, but you have to understand the German mindset, which is really still very much mired in World War II and coming out of World War II. And Angela Merkel was a young girl at that time. So you have to understand the average German baby boomer still has a great degree of guilt about the events of the 20th century and Germany's role in them. And as a result of that, many Germans still feel that they sort of need to follow the dictates of the ECB, that they need to follow the dictates of Brussels, and that they need to sort of keep their heads down and accept whatever the European Union decides collectively, rather than sort of stand up as a leader and try to assert German interests. If any of your listeners are familiar with Patrick Barron, he is a friend of the Mises Institute, an economist who really knows the geopolitics of Europe quite well and knows the history and the current status of the euro quite well. So Patrick Barron is really someone I recommend people Google who are looking for some insights into how the Bundesbank came to accept the euro and its role in it. Germany is clearly in much better financial condition than Italy or Portugal or Greece or Spain. And this is causing tension. I mean, there are all kinds of tensions amongst the European countries. And, you know, last week's events in Paris certainly didn't help that. There's right-wing nativist anti-immigrant parties rising as a result of these economic tensions. There are people even on the left starting to question the wisdom of mass immigration and multicultural welfare states, you know, on the heels of this horrific shooting over a political cartoon. So it's a very uneasy time, both socially and monetarily. But I would say this, is that the day of reckoning for the euro is near. We've seen its precipitous decline relative to the dollar, especially over the last year. And there's going to come a point very soon, and Patrick Barron illuminates this far better than I can, a point where the European countries are going to have to decide whether or not they can continue to allow the more profligate countries to be bailed out, in effect, by the euro, and whether they're going to allow the more profligate countries to, in effect, import their inflation into countries that are harder working and that maintain surpluses like Germany. So you can get into the details of the weeds, but if you step back, Corey, and take sort of a big picture look at Europe, there are, the entire place is just ripe for another calamity, and we just hope that it's nothing like World War II, but either some very, very difficult austerity measures are coming from the top down, meaning from Brussels or from the ECB in Frankfurt, or I think we're going to see a very nasty breakup of the European Union led by some of these countries that are very unhappy, like Greece, for instance.
Well, I think that's the elephant in the room right now. I don't think there's any question about that from a financial standpoint on an international scale. I mean, the situation with the sanctions against Russia is certainly important, but I think that they're able to deal with that much more effectively than the weakness that the European countries are finding themselves in right now. And the reason I say that is because I think that Russia is, in spite of the sanctions, they have the ability to handle their own futures, for lack of better terms. You know, I think that the agreements that are being drawn up between Russia and some of the other countries, mainland China as an example, shows initiative on the one hand and shows a real desire to straighten this thing out through hard work. I'm not really sure, quite frankly, Jeff, that the Greeks and the French and the Spanish are really willing to tighten their belts to the point that they have to make this thing work. I mean, this is not a new situation. This has been going on for quite some time now.
Well, it's funny. I mean, when we talk about austerity in Europe, which of course is not real, but austerity, you know, you look in the dictionary next to austerity and you'll see history of the Russian people. Russians are supremely capable of handling long periods of economic turmoil. I mean, these are people who were born of hardship, and we can't say that about modern Europeans any longer. So it really is a very interesting time. Germany is certainly the healthiest of the European countries economically, but it's still not as healthy as it could be. And these sanctions are hurting Germany because Russia is one of their big export customers for cultural goods, a variety of other things. So it's awfully nice for the Westerners to make a political point with these economic sanctions, but it's hurting German manufacturing and German exports. And I think Merkel is finding that some of her constituents, some of her citizenry, are not so happy with this arrangement. So I would bet, as Al says, that the Russians can survive a lot longer than you think. They are self-sufficient in terms of energy. So I wouldn't bet against them. I'm not sure that this regime of sanction is not going to backfire on Europe and the United States.
What really gets me with this whole European Union and Eurozone is simply the fact that I feel like it is a failed monetary experiment. I think that each country should be on its own, and you can have trade advantages with certain countries, but having it all under one currency, that's not how different countries are able to fluctuate their interest rates and generate money and prosperity for their unique situation. Trying to all work as one, we're seeing, isn't helping. And that's why I think sometimes you need a little bit of independence to actually let your leaders take charge. Because right now, I think that down the road, I don't think that we're going to have a euro at least in the form at all that we have it right now.
Well, it's interesting, Corey, when you say I don't think we're going to have it in the form that we have it right now. I think that's a distinct possibility. I think that many of the European countries, and I'm really not being disrespectful when I say this, and I know it sounds like I am, but I'm really not. But I think that the philosophy that they have on economic issues perhaps has waxed and waned, and it's kind of gotten to the point where some of the countries have just lived way, way beyond their means. I mean, that was very, very obvious to me in the initial crisis that occurred in Greece. I mean, they were just, you know, the Greek people weren't willing to adhere to some of the measures that the government and the European Union said that they really had to do. They just kind of wanted to continue on. And I think that we're seeing that also in some of the other European countries. And You know, economics is a very interesting subject. It's a very interesting topic, particularly as it's taught at the Mises Institute down in Auburn, Alabama. And, you know, economics is purely and simply a description of the way things are in reality. And pure economics just doesn't seem to be the case in some of the countries over there. And the only way it's going to come back is for them to instill, I think, an Austrian type of economic system. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, back to do our market wrap. We got very definitely the Three Musketeers with us today. We've got Rick Ackerman, we've got Gary Savage, we've got Chris Temple. I don't want to say interesting week in the markets anymore because that's just kind of getting to be an old cliche. So let's just start out with the conventionals and let's say Dow Jones Industrial Average off about 170 points, S&P off 17.33, NASDAQ off 32.2. Let's start with you, Rick. Any comments?
I'm in an odd position. I had the markets turns each day nailed pretty nicely, but at the end of the week, I'm a little bit confused about what's going on. You know, it was a lot of pooch screwing for nothing. I do have a target outstanding in the S&P 500, actually the futures, that's a bit above the recent top. Specifically, I'm looking for a 2105 top. And I thought, well, we get a nice finishing stroke to that today, and we could get short the market and just go home. But, of course, it came down so hard that it's going to take quite a bit of a rally to get it back up to my target. So I'm not quite sure why all the muss and fuss this week, but I still have higher outstanding targets, and I don't see today's weakness as being in any way significant.
We really started off 2015 with quite the volatility in the financial markets here, guys. It seems like there are a lot of people hanging off pretty much every word that they could. A lot of people out there trying to hit the sell button one day and the buy button the next day. We started off the week with a bunch of down days and then came right back with two up days and then finished it off with another down day. It's really the first time in a while that I have seen the conventional markets not show this continued upward trend. Although we did have those few big up days that made up for these down days, it was very much directionless in my eyes, and that makes me question what's going to happen next week. Chris?
Well, Corey, you hit the nail on the head as far as volatility. All 5 days of this last week saw triple-digit moves either up or down in the Dow with a small net negative for the week. I think that traders are starting to worry a little bit more about things that they were ignoring last year as we ended up the year, one of them being Europe. Another one being we had a debt downgrade Friday afternoon after the market closed of Russia by the rating service Fitch. I think that this is a nice setup for one of my renewed investment themes, and that is the odd couple. Treasury bonds are going higher with the yields lower. Gold is going higher for quite different reasons than the average person would suspect. There's a lot to be worried about. I listened to one hedge fund manager a couple of days ago talk about the fact that until recently people were sloughing off this drop in crude oil. And whatever you want to attribute the reasons to, conspiratorial or otherwise, you cannot have the key commodity on the face of this planet cut in half in a few months' time, and there not be repercussions of some kinds, which we really haven't even started to see yet. There's a lot for people to be worried about, and I think that we're starting the year with, yes, the market's still wanting to go higher because there's a lot of liquidity out there, but I think even more so you've got these cross currents leading on a net basis to a risk-off attitude. That risk-off attitude, at least until Friday, was seeing the dollar and the gold and treasuries all rise simultaneously. The dollar might be changing, though. That's something else we need to talk about.
Now, Gary, what's some of your takes on what we've been seeing out there? Because I think with this drop in the oil price, it's going to actually trickle down to the consumer where they do have more money in their pocket. So that could actually help spending in that respect.
I would agree with that. When I go fill up my gas tank, you know, it's about $2.30 here in Vegas. That's pretty nice. I kind of like that, and I think everybody else does too. My opinion on the stock market, though, is that over the last month, we've just hit some sentiment extremes. The intermediate score reached 80% twice here, and generally speaking, when the retail public gets that bullish, you have to have a correction, and that is exactly what has happened. Every time we did it, you know, reach that level, the market would correct. Going forward, we have a couple of events coming up towards the latter part of the month that I think are going to keep a cap on prices. The first one is the ECB meeting where Draghi's going to have to actually lay out a real plan for QE. And then the second one is the Greek vote. So I suspect earnings are going to come in probably decent, and that will try to push the market up. But I think traders are going to remain cognizant of those two events, and that's going to keep a lid on it. So I think we're going to just see a bunch of what we've seen here, of just back and forth, up and down trading, until we get past that final Greek vote. And then at that point, we might get a little pop up to 2,100. But I don't think we're going to go above that significantly before we have another corrective move down.
Well, I got to tell you, it's interesting. The five of us talk every day, and the result is three daily editorials. And all we've been talking about, quite frankly, since the first of the year is the erratic nature of the market. The market does seem to be directionless, aside from the fact, as you point out, Gary, rather consistently, and the Fed has got your back, conventional market. The conventional markets seem to be doing pretty well. But, I'm starting to see an awful lot of waffling going back and forth here, and I think the main reason the conventional markets are staying strong right now, in spite of the fact that they closed on the daily anyway yesterday lower, is I think people are scared to death about what could happen in Europe. I mean, it's a bad, bad situation over there. What do you think, Chris?
Well, on another segment this weekend's show, we discussed Europe. I don't want to take too much thunder from that. But, yeah, Europe has the potential to cause a lot of problems. We saw the euro weaken a little bit, or strengthen rather, Friday, but that was more because of some news out of the U.S. that finally took a little bit of steam out of the dollar, and I think it's reopened the question in more people's minds just how fast the Fed might be able to do anything. What's really interesting to me, and a theme that I think that we can all be looking at in the weeks and months ahead, we may see the markets called Mr. Draghi's bluff as early as later this month when the ECB meets. Another bluff that needs to be called is the bluff of the Federal Reserve. I don't think that you can come up with a situation where the Fed even starts to hike interest rates that doesn't cause some serious problems. I've said for a while now that the strength in the dollar is going to cause too much damage. I don't think the Fed wants that. I don't think the world and its markets can stand that. We've seen leverage go back to points beyond what they were in 2007. And so the Fed at some point is going to have to get off of its kick and try and maintain appearances, claiming that it somehow can normalize policy. And it's going to be really fun to see what happens when the markets realize, uh-oh, they've printed all this money, it's not going to work, and they're out of tricks. Now what?
I'll tell you now what. We need to take a break here. The one theme that I think that Corey and I have been stressing ever since the first of the year, which has been almost 2 weeks now is a really good time to stay very, very observant. But by the same token, let's not rush in anything. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk the precious metals sector.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the roundtable that we have going on with Gary Savage, Rick Ackerman, Chris Temple. Guys, last segment we chatted about the conventional markets. Now we're going to chat about the precious metals. To finish off the week, yesterday on Friday, gold closed right around the $1,220 mark. Up for the week, and there were actually some strong days. Just like we chat about the volatility in the conventional markets, I think there's a lot of volatility in the precious metals as well. And while last week was a positive week in the aspect that we did end the week positive, the fact of the matter is we're still very much range-bound. And until I see a breakout to the upside, I'm not really prepared to say that this is an all-in sort of move, and 2015 is just going to be a great year for gold and silver. Rick, let's start it off with you. Some of your comments on how this week foreshadows, maybe how we move through January.
That'd be an understatement about not going all in here. I'm not very impressed with gold's rallies. I do have some room to move here on the COMEX February contract. Top today at 1224. That's $40 below the target I've been using. But putting aside the theoretical target, it's hard not to notice, at least from my perspective, that gold is having a great deal of difficulty reaching its rally targets, but very little trouble retracing with a vengeance to corrective targets. And one other thing that's noticeable, on the intraday charts for gold is that all of these rallies seem to pop from just beneath prior lows. And what you have in those situations is a point of departure, a place where bulls have essentially got shaken loose. So whenever gold dips beneath some prior low on the chart, that's a benchmark. It tells many people who are holding gold, well, I better jump out here. So they get stopped out, and there's a corresponding lightening of gold itself, of the futures contract, which makes the rally, at least for a while, free and easy. But when you see that all of the rallies have been kind of manipulated in that way, that they only seem to come off marginally lower lows, it arouses one's suspicion. You know, I'm trying not to be the bearer of bad tidings for my subscribers, who are very much there are a lot of long-term gold bulls there, but I find the action a little bit dispiriting.
Going to kind of go along with Rick on this, and I'm going to base it more on cycles. We've got 9 weeks into this intermediate cycle, and gold still hasn't managed to even tack on 100 points yet. So that's a bit concerning. We're probably halfway or more through this intermediate cycle, and you still got to have a downside to the cycle, and that will usually last 5 to 6 weeks. So we may only have another 4 or 5 weeks for this intermediate cycle to rally. And in order to change the character of this market and convince me that the bear market in gold is over, I need to see a higher high, a higher intermediate high, and that would be a move above 1347. It's taken us 9 weeks, and we've all gained is 90 points. I really doubt that in the next 4 or 5 weeks we're going to tack on another 120, 30 points. So I suspect this is probably a bear market rally. I don't think it's over yet, but I think it's going to roll over here in the next 4 or 5 weeks, and I do think probably going to make a lower low sometime next summer.
Well, the bear market rally, in effect, as you call it, started way back on January 1st when gold was trading down in the high 1180s, for lack of better terms. The rally that I see about where it was when gold bounced up to 1220, and that was on January 6th, and then it proceeded to go down a little bit, and then yesterday it closed up, you know, at around the 1220 level again. So I got to tell you, Corey, you know, it's I'm very happy with our decision to sit on the sidelines, man.
Yeah, and personally, I'm still a little bit worried just for gold in the aspect of I'm along the lines of what Rick's been saying for a while now, is that we're in deflationary times, and gold does not perform well in deflationary times. Nothing actually particularly performs overly well, and I think that this could be a concern moving forward through 2015. Chris, your turn to weigh in.
Well, what's challenging, and we all talked about this earlier in the week, is that the narrative for gold seems to be changing a little bit. For much of last summer and into most of the fall, gold was going down as a consequence of the rising U.S. dollar. But if you go back to the early November low for gold, it's up about 8%. That's been while the U.S. dollar has added to its gains and the dollar index up about 6% in that time. You know, from 2001 to 2007, gold and gold stocks were deemed as risk assets. Lately, gold has been looked at, and gold stocks, as risk-off assets. I've been rather impressed with the gold stocks in that they've had a couple of good days lately, even when the overall stock market has gotten beat up, because they're being viewed as an alternative, as a safe haven. Will that continue? I don't know. I mean, what if we get through the European Central Bank meeting and Greece's election and so forth, and Europe doesn't fall apart, and the Fed comes out and says, well, we'll keep things status quo. We realize that the world is dicey. We're not going to raise rates. That might not help gold this time around. It's really odd. And so I agree with everybody, of course. Maybe I'm looking at the symptoms a little bit differently right now. But I agree with everyone that until we get a breakout that's confirmed, you don't want to have a really big position in that sector right now. You got to ask yourself the question, and I said this the other day, What is it going to take? You know, we can all talk around our round table here and our audience can weigh in on the blog and so forth. We've already made our bets to a great extent on precious metals. The $64,000 question is what is going to cause money managers, hedge funds, and others who made the gold price triple from its bottom in 2008 until late 2011, what is going to bring them back to the table? And there's glimmers of that here and there, but this is something that's still evolving. And until we can break the downtrend technically, they're sure not going to step up to the table.
No, you know, it's interesting. Earlier in the show, we talked to Peter Brown about, you know, about precious metals, et cetera. He's a strictly a chartist, and he said that what he's sensing right now is that he is starting to purchase physical metals, specifically physical gold, because he feels the technicals are right there for that. Gary, you're a technician. Tell us if you think he's right or wrong.
I know we started an intermediate degree rally on November 7th. There's no doubt about that. And you know, we haven't technically broken that downtrend yet, so I'm of the mindset that gold is still in the advancing part of this intermediate cycle. Now, there is always going to be a declining part of every intermediate cycle, and for gold, that usually lasts anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. The average duration of the intermediate cycle is usually between 18 and 25 weeks. Well, we're already 9 weeks in. Like I mentioned earlier, we haven't even gained 100 points yet. So we've burned up 9 weeks of that cycle, and we haven't gone very far. So I really doubt that gold is going to be able to get above 1347 and make a higher intermediate high in the time that we have left for it to rally, which is probably only 4 or 5 weeks before we start the declining phase of this intermediate cycle.
Rick, you're a very good technician. Do you agree or disagree with Gary?
I just see gold working lower. I mean, I don't think it's complicated, and I'm willing to go for these rallies as far as they'll take me on a purely technical basis, but I'm really just a short-termer on the long side. Just to get it off my chest, I did put out an 810 target for gold, a long-term target. I have to say that's where I think it's going. I guess it's a cautionary note to my own subscribers, but it's really something I had to get out there. I'll just, I think the burden of proof really is on the bulls. I turn it bullish as the next guy. Gary mentioned 1347 on the intermediate. That corresponds to a peak that was made in July. And yes, if we had a nice rally from here that took out that peak, I'd be as bullish as the next guy. I'd put that 810 target aside, but at this point, you got to show me.
Guys, I always appreciate these roundtables. I think that I learn a lot. I hope everyone else does. Everybody listening, stick around. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs talking about the new Civil War.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition. On an interesting note, I have to add, you know, we've got Glenn Downs on the line with us right now, and Glenn has been living the civil war that's going on back in Washington, D.C. within the Republican Party, and it's pretty interesting times, Glenn. I didn't think I'd see this happen.
Well, Al, actually, I did, and it's been going on for a long time, and this was just sort of the latest manifestation of it. You know, there's really a divide between official Washington and the people out there that send the people up here, at least nominally, to represent their interests. So frequently what K Street and what Wall Street wants is 180 degrees at odds with what people out on Main Street want, Main Street businesses and Main Street taxpaying individuals want. But a lot of the money that comes to prosecute these campaigns tends to come from K Street and Wall Street, and the political leaders here in Washington tend to be more responsive for that. They want the people back home to vote for them to get here, but then when they get here, they want to work on some other priorities, it seems. So you have things. Two good examples would be on immigration, where the people back home have a very different view about legalizing illegal immigrants and on how to deal with Mr. Obama's unilateral executive actions than the people in Washington do. And another good example would be on Obamacare, where we wave the bloody shirt around here and pass bills to repeal Obamacare. At the same time, we, Congress, which has the power of the purse, votes to fund Obamacare. And that's completely at odds with what the voters that sent this larger Republican majority here in the House and the new Republican majority in the Senate to do. So here we go. So there was after the immediate aftermath of the November elections here in the House of Representatives, where they had the largest Republican majority since the 1920s, is now ensconced into power. All the rebellious talk really did get tamped down. I think the feeling was that with this
larger majority the idea of a rebellious group of Republicans voting against Mr. Boehner or voting for somebody other than Mr. Boehner on the first ballot on the House floor for Speaker, and thus sending things into a second ballot and perhaps opening the process up. That all seemed to be a fool's errand. And then simultaneously, there was a large swath of Republicans here in Washington that said, okay, sure, we're dissatisfied with the Republican leadership in the House to one extent or another, but we do have some sympathy for their argument that, hey, their hands were tied to a very large extent, not only because Mr. Obama was president, but also because Harry Reid and the Democrats controlled the majority in the U.S. Senate, and that's where good bills went to die. So controlling one half of one third of government was limiting in and of itself. And now suddenly we're going to have this new Republican majority in the Senate. And so we could, the Republican leadership in Washington deserved one more chance at it. Then came the lame duck session and the so-called Cromnibus bill, which ended up being in many ways like everything that we Republicans have railed about over the years of Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Harry Reid. It became a 1,700-page bill that no one had time to read. And it grew by hundreds of pages at a time. No one had any idea what was in there. It funded all of Mr. Obama's spending priorities fully. It put some other provisions in there which helped certain interests, and sometimes at odds with the interest of the taxpaying people. And then the votes that were provided on the margin to pass that 1,700-page, $1.1 trillion spending bill with all the additional goodies and Easter eggs buried in it, the marginal votes came not from Republicans, but they were rounded up by Barack Obama. So we had the bizarre situation where in the waning days of the lame duck session, cheers went out from the Republican whip office when Mr. Obama's chief of staff called to tell them that he could provide them 50 votes on the House floor, and thus they could win this bill, passage of this bill, without relying upon Republicans. And this is where the cheers came up from the Republican leadership, which infuriated a large swath of the Republican members. After which, I think the phone line started burning up, and yet a number of people started to say, hey, we need to do something different. And obviously, the magic number moved around a little bit, but you needed a little over 30 votes to, as it turned out, because of who was going to be here and not be here on opening day, a little over 30 votes to cause a second ballot of people voting for someone other than Mr. Boehner as Speaker. And at the end of the day, they didn't quite get there, but much to the surprise and the slack jaws of official Washington, 24 Republican members did vote for somebody other than Mr. Boehner, which is something that hasn't happened in decades and decades and decades. And there was another tranche of Republican members that were on the precipice of voting that way. So this has exposed these cleavages within the Republican Party that our leadership had sort of hoped had gone away in the aftermath of that last election, but it showed that the underlying issues that caused the cleavages are still there.
They are simply paving the way for the Democrats to come back with a vengeance in 2016. I find that to be interesting only because the pulse of politics where I live is a little bit on the different side. You know, I'm going to be going to a Republican Party meeting here in, I don't know, this coming Thursday. And I'm looking forward to it because it would appear that the Republican Party is growing in strength, at least in my little corner of the world. And to see all of this disruption occurring back in Washington, D.C. is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you simply do not fight family.
Well, the problem is that presumes or presupposes, rather, that the family starts off with similar goals, but has got a difference of family fight about the way to achieve those goals. And in some instances, that is the case. But I think the underlying problem is that in many instances,
the goals that one faction of the Republican Party wants to achieve are diametrically opposed to another to what the goals of another faction are. So thus, if you say we don't fight family, that means you are just simply caving in on your principles, not just partisan principles, but your underlying principles, the reason why you ran for office in the first place. If what you would do, if you ran for office in the first place, for example, to stop Obamacare no matter what it takes, or if you ran for office in the first place in order to control the border no matter what it takes, if you don't fight family, quote unquote, that means that you're caving in on the principles for which you ran in the first place. So the real problem is not squabbling. The real problem is that there is within the Republican Party very different worldviews, and this has been exposed by this week's events here.
Glenn, I'm going to wrap it up here by saying that from the outside looking in, there just appears to be a lot of divide between not only the political parties in the U.S., but also within each of the parties. And I don't know how or why this has happened or seems to be coming to the forefront. I think Obama is actually to blame for a lot of that initially. But the fact of the matter is we still have another 2 years, year and a half with Obama, and some things are not going to change in that time. So over that period, until Obama leaves office, somebody in there is going to have to unify the parties, whether it's individually or as a group, to start to get stuff done. Because right now it sounds like a whole lot of political posturing, a whole lot of people trying to set themselves up for when Obama leaves office. But the fact of the matter is we need to take care of issues that are now, here and now. And if we do not do that, then the country's not going to move forward. And there are some issues that are really pressing. Obama's made some big changes when he's been in office, and I'm not saying we need to go back and repeal all of them, but we need to figure out how to make them work for the betterment of the country. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. Al and I, as always, had a great time putting it together. For anybody who doesn't visit our blog, come check it out. Check out our daily editorials and stay up to date with what's happening. Thank you for your time, Glenn.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective
and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.